I'm Rebecca Benitez, and I'm interviewing Amina. So, are you into crimes?
I think I am into crimes. I think it's really interesting how, like, some people's minds work and why they do some crimes for some reasons. So, I think I like the psychology behind it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What serial killer do you know a lot about?
I don't know most, but I think I know Ted Bundy because mm-hmm. I've watched the Netflix series about him. But yeah, I think he's an interesting one.
Can you tell us a little bit more about him?
Well, I know some facts, not all, but pretty sure that he would go on dates with younger women and then basically, like, rape them and kill them. He would come into some people's, like, houses and, like, rape the women and then kill them. And I'm pretty sure he's had over, like, 30 or more victims that he's killed. So, yeah, basically that.
Okay. Have you heard of the BTK Strangler?
No, I have not.
Okay. Well, the BTK Strangler, it basically stands for bend, torture, and kill. So he would do all that. And he's a strangler because he would basically use pantyhose, a pipe, rope, like anything that was bendable to basically strangle the person. And he was born and raised and lived his whole life in Kansas. So a lot of the area during that time, they would, like, be afraid to go outside because he was killing. So he was basically aiming for a lot of girls. And he would, like Ted Bundy, he would go and sneak into their house. Like, he would wait outside their doors, like, behind cars to see when they would arrive. And he would attack. He killed a bunch of people also. And you want to know what's crazy?
What?
Is that he was also a pastor. So he was a pastor, like, he was a leader at his church, and he was doing this, so he was living a double life. And everyone thought he was, you know, he had a family, he had a wife, he had a kid, who they didn't know because he was so good at hiding it. But it's crazy that he was just killing a bunch of people and no one knew about him. Okay. Why do you think serial killers commit crimes?
I think they commit it because I feel like they get some kind of joy in it. It's like a game for them. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I kill one person, I want to go kill the other, and I don't think their head is in the right mind. Like, I feel like they don't function like the normal human being does. So I think it's a lot of mental health issues. Also, maybe how they grew up, they have anger inside of them. So, yeah.
What do you think, like, what do you think goes through a serial killer's mind when planning an attack or just committing the crime?
If I'm gonna be completely honest, I feel like they don't think when they do it. They just do it in the moment. Like, you know, when someone gets mad, they'll say hurtful things, or like in the moment, but then regret it later. But I feel like they just do it out of anger, out of maybe like their past or whatever they went through. So yeah.
Why do you think he targeted women of, like, a certain, like, there was not a certain age, but he did target a bunch of women who were mainly single, but he also went for families, and I feel like there was no specific type, but why do you think he aimed for families or like, young girls or just girls?
Like I said, maybe in his past life, maybe his mother left or something, so he went through a lot of issues. So maybe he thought by killing the mother and family, those kids could suffer through that pain. But honestly, I don't know. Maybe he just had a certain type, but I couldn't really tell you. But I feel like maybe it had to do a lot with his past. Like I said, for his, like, mom, basically. So maybe he thought if he could kill the kids' moms, they would suffer just like he did.
That's true. Thank you so much for letting me interview you.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you.